Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop ballers, welcome back to another episode, another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Devin Ellington, at DALE007 on Twitter. This is a hoop-ball.com presentation. We're at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter, is where you'll find the show. You can go to Hoopball Tweets on Twitter and you'll find the motherboard of all of this, the umbrella. Don't forget to get your fantasy basketball information over at the website. Got really, really great content packages, including the Brew 150, which are award-winning player rankings to help you win and dominate your fantasy league. Got the Wager Pass, of course, for us over here in the gambling division. There's the DFS Pass, which is going to offer some really great content with our DFS pros. We're going to have Discord chats, servers, all that good stuff. And then you're going to be able to get all of that, you know, if it sees fit for you, for a really, really good price. But we also churn out other great content that is also free. This is a new platform. Just launched it a couple weeks ago, but check it out. See if there's anything that you or a friend may like. Sharing is caring. Also, we are presented by Manscaped, manscaped.com. You can use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL20, in order to get free shipping and 20% off. They just released a new line of briefs and underwear to go along with that Lawnmower 3.0 that is still one of the top-of-the-line razors out there. Fully electric and waterproof, water-resistant. Go ahead and give it a try with the promo code. Get some free stuff out of it, why don't you? Promo code is HOOPBALL20. Manscaped.com. All right. Well, recording this on Wednesday, about 4:30, going to be crossing Wednesday and Thursday kind of together, going to be mashing. So I'm going to be talking about some of the evening slate, later games in college basketball for tonight. Going to be talking about the 2 o'clock college football game starting in Colorado State and Air Force tomorrow for Thanksgiving. And then, of course, there was a moving of an NFL game, the only good matchup of the day. So I'll spend a little bit on NFL, and it'll kind of be like a Wednesday, Thursday primer. There's lots of college hoops to talk about, about a good 200 games just about. And we'll get opening up some of those. There's still college football. There's a heavy college football slate tomorrow, being Thursday on Thanksgiving. And then there are two NFL games. Let me make sure to get my college football schedule up here. Like I said, two games for Thanksgiving. Friday. Friday, we'll worry about Friday on Friday. We'll enjoy the holidays. So, going to see about getting into some college basketball stuff very heavily. For me, I like to sit back the first couple days and gain a lot of data. You know, I do follow the offseason, obviously, and all that good stuff, but I want to make sure that my eyes aren't deceiving me within the first, you know, few days. Just see how teams come out and play versus expectation and my eyes and all that good stuff. So the first week of college basketball is fun for me because I'm simply just watching as much as I can and making sure I stay up to date with what's going on. So that way I can start building my data blocks for this season. My building blocks made out of data. So, going to be rolling into college basketball here pretty intensely. It's kind of where we left off when HoopBall was starting to get way up into the activity charts before, you know, pre-COVID-19. So, I'm going to talk about a couple of night games. Like I said, this is being recorded about 4:30 on the day, and then talk about what to look forward to on Thursday, and we'll jump into some college football. Probably end it with some NFL as always. Just little tidbits, nothing too crazy. All right. Just looking over some finals and results. Illinois hung 122 on North Carolina AT&T. They returned two of their NBA prospect players back for this season. Watch out for them. Liberty and Purdue. The show will be coming out probably right around the time that the game comes on, but it's the Space Coast Challenge, -9.5 for Purdue. I took 10 with Liberty. They lost a lot of people, but they brought a lot in. Over-under is 124.5. Don't really have an opinion on that. Might be interested in teasing it down under the 120 mark. But as far as Liberty goes, they are in the right direction, heading that way. Same with their football program. They just happened to lose a bunch of players from last year's team. But they got some transfers in that were key this year, and then they got some upperclassmen, and then some folks that were able to get playing time last year. So I'd keep an eye on them. You know, I'm just going to go ahead and say it's a slight lean for me. Plus, like I said, you know, I took the +9. Purdue, you know, they play really well at home, but this is a neutral court game under Matt Painter. You know, he just doesn't have that juice away from home, in my opinion. And the biggest thing is they're going to have to be able to defend down low, Liberty, that is. They lost a decent amount of size from last season. But if they can stop Purdue from trying to hammer it down into the paint, they should be able to keep this game relatively close, close enough to win the spread bet. Western Michigan and Butler are a game that interests me on the total side. You know, I'm looking at the over and under, but I think I'm leaning to the under in this one. It's at 129. There's been a little bit of movement both ways on it. But, you know, again, just speaking real briefly on these lines. Eastern Michigan plus 21 against Michigan State, sorry. Eastern Michigan retained a lot of their production from last year. So the continuity is there. Look for them to maybe lose by at least 18. You know, that's less than that 21. St. Peter's, St. John's. I went ahead and took plus 10.5 with St. Peter's. It's an MAAC school that I really like. They say not to bet with your heart, but I just like the way that this team plays. They brought back a decent amount from last year's team. Not saying that they're going to win the national championship, but they're still fun to watch. And again, you know, those are these, a lot of these right now are leans, official plays I will give out. Looks like OU and UTSA was postponed. That game was scheduled earlier today. It's another thing to keep an eye out on is all the postponements and scheduling changes. The biggest game of the evening, you know, there's like a three-pack starting at 9:30. I like Utah State and VCU. I like Nova, Boston College, UCLA, San Diego State. Those three games are pretty, pretty exciting in my opinion. San Diego State getting 3 points. I'm going to go ahead and take that and run with it. UCLA returns all five of their starters. I get it. Mick Cronin's in his second year. I get it. But San Diego State, I think they've got a secret weapon in who they're going to fill in for the loss of Malachi Flynn from last year's team. They're also getting one of the best shot blockers in the nation back after losing him early, after I think it was 6 games, something like that last season. So their defensive presence is going to be a lot better than it was last year too. UCLA, a lot of names, a lot of flash. We'll see what they do with it. But I actually like San Diego State to win this game. This is a 10:30 game on the East Coast on CBS Sports Network. And then Boston College and Nova. Nova, the number three team. Boston College, they actually retained a lot of their productivity from last year. They had a lot of injuries a season ago, kind of set them back. Nova, they depend on the three. So if they can avoid getting hot, or Boston College allowing them to get hot, 14 points, I like it all the way down to about 10.5. No opinion on the over-under of 143, but Villanova, Boston College, and the 2K Empire Classic. Boston College to cover the 14, I think, is a very good bet. Utah State, upright over VCU. Head-to-head, I like that. I'm not going to mess with the spread. It's 3.5 for VCU. VCU is a dog. They usually perform pretty not, you know, excitingly, not very well. They short sell. Utah State, in the first round of the Bad Boy Mowers crossover tournament, on ESPN2 at 9:30, over-under at 136. I could see the over kind of going north there. I like that as a nice little lean, maybe tease it down to 130, the nice even one number pair of 130.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And And then I'm going to throw out Montana State, UNLV. Just a nice little side shoot. But looking at maybe taking the under of 138.5 with these teams. UNLV's offense struggled last year. Their defense was terrible, but they're also going to be playing against an inefficient Montana State team. So under 138.5, I'm going to maybe take a dart throw with that half unit, and we'll see how it goes. But if we want to throw together a nice little pizza parlay, and we will, I'm going to say let's take the San Diego State money line, the Boston College 14, and then we'll throw in the Utah State money line. On a little half-unit pizza parlay for college basketball tonight. Nice little 9:30 round out. And then just some general other thoughts and then some locks for before then. We've got Ball State and North Kentucky. I talked about how I like North Kentucky. This line has moved up and down and back to even twice. So I'm going to stay away from it because it smells fishy. If it looks fishy, it is fishy. Smells fishy, it is fishy. And then Marshall returning a ton of people in their organization. The continuity is strong. I really like this matchup against Coppin State. The total at 155 looks enticing. I like Marshall to win by about 25. So their number at minus 120, I'm going to put one unit on. Do a little sprinkle there. Marshall minus 20 on the spread. And then I mentioned I liked the under at 129. If you can get 130, fantabulous with Western Michigan and Butler. I think Butler's defense is going to be an important cog of this game and this matchup. So under 130 for Butler, Western Michigan, and then Marshall minus 20 on the 6 p.m. areas. I'll get this show out quickly so you can get those in. All right, so we'll talk some Thursday football for the college side, Colorado State and Air Force. I'm going to be real brief on this Mountain West segment here. New Mexico, Utah State as well on the card. And just to be a little brief here, Colorado State, Air Force. Colorado State has one of the best run defenses. Air Force has one of the best rush offenses. It's one thing to look for there. Usually whenever a defense that is high stature, I like to look at the under in this part of the game to maybe give myself a little extra, you know, angle to look at. And right now it's 55. I think that's a good round number. I'm going to go ahead and go under 55 on this game. Colorado State, you know, their pass game has been a little out of sync. And Air Force allows a lot in the passing game. But I think both teams have a chance to shore up some things. And then, unfortunately, those things are going to negate points. Minus 5.5 for Air Force. No opinion on the side. I, you know, would say I'm going to pick Air Force straight up if there was value on the money line. But I've not looked too deeply into that. New Mexico, Utah State, over under 51.5, plus 6.5 for Utah State. These are two terrible teams. The weather is terrible. 33 degrees, expected snow. It's going to be cold and windy. Utah State, plus 6.5. Both teams aren't able to move the ball. Both teams have mediocre, poor defense. And it's just going to be a game full of mistakes. And I think that 6 points is a lot for a bad team to cover. And then a you know, conversely, a lot for another bad team to lose by. So I'm looking at that. Utah State's going to be at home. Home dog, right underneath that key number. If you want to buy it up to 7, get that extra hook to get the key number, I won't be mad at you. And I think that's a really good idea. Okay. So there we are on the 2 games for the Mountain West on Thanksgiving. Real quickly, talk about the college basketball on Thanksgiving. I'm keeping an eye on. There's one major game, obviously, between Kansas and Gonzaga at 130 on Fox, over under 147.5. I think I like that over on that. I think both these teams are going to come out looking the expose each other and put up points. And plus, there's a shot of it going to overtime. Number one, Gonzaga. Number six, Kansas. Kansas getting 4 points. I actually think Kansas can win in this spot. I think this is very similar to the game that they played against Villanova last year. You know, and this is going to be an early exciting test. You know, this is kind of like a Sweet 16 Final Four matchup potentially. And expect some points, expect efficiency, and expect some great coaching. But I think Kansas can get it done here. And looking at them, when a money line comes out, hopefully it's, you know, at least plus 160, maybe 140. Let's see if I've got it in another spot here. But, you know, Bill Self, he coaches big in these games, but not so much in March. So that makes me feel a little bit better about it also. Here we go. I'm going to pull that money line up real quick. All right, so I'm seeing plus 145. Yeah. I honestly think, you know, we're going to see an upset out of the gate, the number one team losing. Here it is. I'm putting my shot in. Kansas over number one Gonzaga in the opening weekend of college basketball. That's going to be a fun game, so keep your eyes on that one. Another game that I really been looking forward to on Thanksgiving as far as the collegiate side goes is Toledo and Oakland, just because I want to see what this Toledo team does. They're in a game right now. Their defense has kept them in it. I thought more points was going to be scored. Oakland got mollywopped today by Xavier, and I'm looking forward to seeing how both these teams respond. Other than that, Illinois taking on Chicago State. Illinois has their NBA prospects on, showcase tomorrow. Belmont opens the season against Howard. I think that will be exciting. I think Belmont can sneak into some rankings this year if you aren't careful. So real briefly on the pigskin for Thanksgiving. And, before I give this out, I want to say, you know, I'm thankful for our sponsor of the show, and that's mybookie.ag. They're going to be doing an odds boost and a crazy promo where we can win a bunch of free money and take advantage of their kindness and be thankful for it this holiday season. So go over there, use HoopBall as your promo code, HOOPBALL. You're going to get free money initially. You're going to get a 100% deposit match. Initial deposit match, you're going to get some awesome customer service. And then, like I said, the odds boost is going to be coming up, and then it lasts for a good while, and we're going to have some great windows of opportunity to make some really good money. All right. Again, that was mybookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. So here are some NFL thoughts for Thanksgiving. Houston, Detroit. I'm just going to say Houston, over Detroit, -3. We're going to take advantage of that all day. That's going to be something that is going to be easy to look at and say, yes, Detroit's down a lot of guys. Galladay's been ruled out. I think DeAndre Swift was also ruled to be more than likely out. And then Houston, they're offering resistance and then starting to play well. They just beat the Patriots. So just to speak further on the on this game specifically with my bookie, they're doing free play 2020. You bet up to 250 risk-free on the spread bet for the Texans and Lions. So take this -3. That I'm saying that I like, and use free money on it, and you can roll from there. All right, Washington and Dallas. This is going to be a mess of a game. And the only thing that was going to be great was the fact that we had a good NFL game to cap the night off with, but got moved due to COVID. So this is the last game with Washington and Dallas. Dallas looked good against Minnesota. They're at home, -3 now, over under 46. If anything, you know, I'm looking at perhaps, you know, Dallas -140 on the money line. They, if I remember right, they usually play pretty well on Thanksgiving historically. The Cowboys do. They do come out and perform pretty well in that regard, if memory serves me right. So a little Thursday parlay. I'll maybe throw out there Houston and Dallas on the money lines. Dallas -140, Houston -170, put them together. Might be a little bit of a fun day. All right. Got my Thanksgiving stuff in there. College basketball, college football. Gonna go ahead and get this show edited, put together, so that way we can get it out for tonight's basketball action. Like I said, it came out in a weird hour just so we could get a little bit of what happened today, mash it in with tonight, and then we got Thursday, Thanksgiving, tomorrow. Obviously, I won't be doing a show tomorrow. I'll be back with one on Friday. So apologize for the weird scheduling and programming, but that's the times that we are in right now. But for those of you who tell or don't tell my action, whatever you do, I appreciate it. I send you all my good vibes, all my good energies. Don't forget to use those promo codes at HoopBall over at mybookie.ag. Take advantage of the promo boost and odds boost that they're going to be doing for Black Friday and Thanksgiving. And then Manscaped is the HoopBall20 promo code. Use that over there on the new briefs on the Lawnmower 3.0. And get yourself a nice holiday stocking stuffer. Once again, you can find us at hoop-ball.com with the HoopBall 360 Pass. Figure out how to get all of our content. If you have any questions, reach me at DALE007. Again, I'm Devin Ellington. This was a HoopBall gaming presentation. See you on the next one.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.